You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Father, we thank you. You deserve the glory. We want your presence to fill our hearts. Let your glory fill our hearts. Let them be a sacrifice unto you, a sacrifice of praise. We thank you. We bless you. You deserve the glory. You alone are worthy. We say thank you. You blessed us, brought us into a new year, and you are walking with us all the way through to the very end. We are grateful. We bless you in Jesus' name. Everybody shouted a loud amen. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Oh, I said clap your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
You deserve the glory. Jesus, you alone.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands one more time.
But we sing from Jesus.
What a blessing. We are honored to be here in the service. And so in the next few minutes, we're going to hear the word of God. And I'm going to preach about how tithes activate the law of sowing and reaping. I think it's a good place to clap your hands for the Lord. How tithes activate the laws of sowing and reaping.
It's kona of oba fodo mania odbune ebupendu no oba Kenya nyame ni isu anu ma odua no so wenya isu efrimo,
because there are laws of sowing and reaping.
San embrabi gowo ma na odua na za
ogu. I want to say that whenever you think about harvesting and reaping for your life, remember that there are laws governing harvesting. There are laws governing it. Every time you want to harvest, remember that there are laws governing harvesting.
And
the laws concerning harvesting is the law of sowing. So you need to understand that if you want to harvest, anybody, how many of you want to receive blessings from the Lord? This is called the effect, the harvest. Anything you see is like the effect. Okay? The effect. So the effect of speaking into the microphone, it is sent through all the various means, amplified, and it comes through these speakers. So that these are the results. This is the harvest. Okay? So there's always the harvest. So whenever you think about harvest, harvest. How many of you want a harvest? Oh, wow. Many people don't want it, though. I said, how many of you want a harvest, a good harvest this year? You know, anytime. So, this year will be a good year. You see, you are expecting a harvest. Is that not it? And it will be a good year for you. Now, whenever you think about a harvest, understand that there are laws concerning the harvest. Yes, anytime you say you want something, remember that there are laws governing the getting of that something.
So
the laws concerning harvesting, one of them is the law of sowing. You must always remember that there is a law. What is the law? What is the instruction concerning, or the covenants concerning harvesting and reaping, getting, being blessed? And it is the law of sowing.
It's in Brano Kone.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you will not be out of place when it comes to harvesting. Because a lot of people are out of place and are very frustrated when it comes to harvesting. Very frustrated in life. This year you will not be frustrated in the name of Jesus. When you come to church and you hear any good thing there, my advice, claim it. You will need it. Hey! I said this year you will not be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 24, let's see verse 6, it says that therefore a curse has devoured the earth, and the inhabitants of the earth are also dealt desolate. It's a problem. It's a serious problem. The curse has devoured the earth, the inhabitants also that are in therein are also, they are also desolate. They have become desolate. Wilderness. You are dry, arid, barren, no fruits, abandoned. Hey, you will not be abandoned in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So, if a blessing comes to you, you have to collect it and say, I receive it. Say a loud amen to it.
Amen.
Don't be some people, not diplomat, lazy, mouth lazy. Some people, their mouth is lazy.
Lazy mouth.
The guy didn't talk. He can't talk. Learn to talk, because the mouth is given to you for a reason. And use it correctly and rightly. Amen is a good word to say. It's an important thing. So, how do you do it? How do you activate such a law? All right.
Now, the
Bible says that, you see, our theme is seed time and harvest for the year. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. The Bible says that as the earth remaineth, seed, time, and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease.
So it
will not cease. That is why we are feeling hot right now. Because God puts these seasons in place. And last year, we had a lot of rains. You remember?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. It's not a simple thing, you know. It rained a lot the whole of last year. Now we are hot. How many of you feel hot? When you turn the fan on in your room, cry, you are so hot. It's not working. Even the air conditioner of the car say they won't work. When you turn it on now, at a point, it says, I'm tired. The heat is too much. Because of this law is in place. Cold and heat. Summer and winter. You see, you don't experience summer here, but and summer is this one. But winter is cold. Yay. -2, -3, -4, -5, -9. You don't understand it. We don't understand it. Because if it is 10 degrees, you will feel cold. 10. You'll feel cold.
10 degrees now. What about you?
10 degrees, you have to really cover yourself properly if you are walking around. 10. And there are places with -2. -2.
Maybe so, you're -2.
Oh, no. Don't go there. Because we are going into the -30s. Hey! The deep freezer. Minus. So, that is it right there. And day and night. Why do we have day and night? God puts these seasons in place. And it will work. Whether you like it or not, there will be day, there will be night. So if we have days and we have nights, therefore we should also look at seed time and harvest, because it is also working. A lot of what people are harvesting is because of seeds that have been sown. Wrong seeds. You have to really be spiritual. Hello. You know, we don't like it. I said a lot. Most of the things Because God doesn't break his laws. Yes. That's what the Bible says. It says that the word cannot be broken. God's word cannot be broken. So, most of the unhappiness is as a result of the unhappy seeds that you have sown. It's okay. Because there are some people who can be unhappy at the latter part of their lives because they are not married. It is not like nobody proposed to them. When the people proposed to them, they were joking. It is not that nobody proposed to them that they want to marry them. No, they joked around with the proposals. And then you didn't know that there is the flowery part of your life that it was passing. And when it passes, that is when you realize that you are nice, but nobody is coming to propose to you. You will be nice, but there's nobody. Hey. Anyway, let's continue. This is like an advertisement. It's a commercial. We shall be right back, so we are back. I'm talking about. this is just the commercial part. Let's come back into the message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, seeds. Now, if you look at them, animals. All right. The lion you see today is not the lion that was created by God originally. How many of you have seen a real elephant before? Please lift your hand. Charlie, we don't know things, so. It's a very serious thing, you say, no. A lot of people, it's true, but I'm saying that, see, we are not adventurous to go looking for some of these things. Like, oh, where can I find such animals? Yeah, I've seen a bear before. I've taken a picture with a bear before. Wow. I've taken a picture with a wolf before. Wow. I'm not joking. I have the pictures. If you like, I'll show you. A bear. Huge. It's even a baby bear, but it is huge like that.
Wow.
Yes. It's not a fully developed bear. By the way, it was in the cage. Next time you are standing by a bear, don't. Black bear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what I'm saying is that, plus, and please be adventurous. Try and go places looking for these things. Next time you have your wedding anniversary, tell your husband that you want to go to Damongo Game Reserve.
Wow.
It's not always shopping and buying of shoes, sister. Hello?
Hi.
You don't like what I'm saying? I'll continue with the message. They want me to. She said, husband, I'm talking about shoes. Oh. See, the last time I preached about buying more shoes, wives should be giving. Today I'm talking about, tell your husband, that, oh, can we go to Damongo Game Reserve? Go and see some of the antelopes. So that you will see things. All the things in the Bible that God has spoken about. Let's see a lot before we go to heaven. What do you think?
It's powerful.
Now, what I'm saying is that the lion that we see in the wildlife, on the wildlife channel, it's not the original lion God created. So, the lions, they are estimated to have an average life of 8 years in the wild, in the bush. If you leave them 8 years, after 8 years, from the day they are born, after 8 years, they die. But when they are in the zoo, they are kept in the zoo, they are fed every day. They're in the wild, it's difficult to find food. They have to walk a lot, run a lot, look for food. Sometimes they walk for a lot. They chase, run, and they don't get food. They expend energy and sometimes don't get food. And so their lifespan is shorter in the wild. But in the zoo, they live a little longer. No, more than twice. The 8 years, they live
to as far as long as 20 years. So, why do we still have lions? It is the law of the seed that has made us still see lions today.
Yes.
The law of the seed. Say the law of the seed. Yes. So because of the seed of the lion, they have procreated, continued in creation, in reproduction, reproduction, reproduction. Now we still have lions. Do you understand it? So that is why we have what we have. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with all other animals and farming. Let's talk about farming, sowing of seeds, the trees we have and all the things that we see. It is because of the seeds that are sown that we still have some of the plants we have today and we're able to harvest certain crops. The farmer knows this all important law, which is a very ancient one, but it is very important. The farmer knows this law. My prayer is that you will also understand this law. Say amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. You see, because the Bible says that he shall die without instructions or laws. It's the truth. If you don't have laws, you will die. But Paul tells us about money. Say money.
Money.
Say money.
Money.
Your money. Paul speaks about money. And by the way, if you've heard about, I'm talking about paying your tithe, there are 7 different seeds prophets spoke about, and one of them was money. There are 6 other seeds that we are not talking about this morning, other than money. But I'm talking about money and about the seed of your tithe.
And the miracle, baby, if it's come off a way, we paying that.
Yes, seed. It's one of them, 1 out of the 7. All right. Now, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. He says that, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Everyone, according as you have purpose in your heart, so let him give. So let him give. From your heart. Give as you have purpose in your heart. Not grudgingly or of necessity, but from your heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. And the Bible says that, and God, verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound unto you. All grace will abound unto you. That you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound. You see, this part is fantastic. All grace abound, all sufficiency, all plenty abound. May you abound in all things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is that all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. Now the Bible says in the verse 10, he says that the one, he said that he that ministereth seed, okay, seed, now we are talking about the seed. He that ministereth seed to the sower, means God gives you seed. God ministers seeds to you. Yes. Let's stop there. God ministers seeds to you. What is in your hand is a seed. There's a seed in your hand. Now, I want to tell you that your money can be a seed. Although your money is an inanimate object, your money is not like the animal. Your money cannot, I don't know how to say it, but your money is not an animal to mate with another animal or whatever. But the Bible says that your money is a seed. If you don't understand the laws about money, you see, God does not leave us to speculate. And there's nothing mysterious about money. If you want to understand money, I want you to know that there's nothing mysterious about money. It is mysterious, but it is also demystified for us to understand how money comes and how money goes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many people say, I don't know how my money got finished. Sit down and then calculate. You spent it yourself. Look, the devil will not come into your room and they'll be taking your money. No, that's not how he'll steal your money.
That's not how it will
be. You spend, sit down and then you calculate. You realize that you have finished your money. You finished your money yourself. Nobody did. You spent your money. So I'm just saying that your money, the money you have, you must have understanding of what it is. And the Bible says that your money is a seed.
That
is why you must understand these laws of sowing and reaping, the laws of sowing and reaping. And the title is How Tithes. Now, when you tithe, when you pay 10% of your income, whatever God gives you, you are a student, you are whatever. I was saying in the first service, I remember the first time I gave tithe. How do I remember? Because I got some money. I was in the secondary school. I don't know why I did what I did, but I just gave. Because it was that time, 5,000 cedis, right? 5,000. Yes, 5,000. In the 90s, we don't need to have 5,000. 5,000.
Yeah.
Then I gave. I don't know whether I gave one or two, but we were in this building. I put it in an envelope and I gave it tithe. I didn't actually calculate 10%, but I just gave one as tithe. Because it was more than 10%. But I just felt I should give as a tithe. I remember that was the first time I remember doing tithes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you also pay your tithes. So that you can activate. Activate. It means that you can make some process start. You make a good process be initiated in your life. Something good will happen in your life. When you start it, something good will begin to happen in your life.
Amen.
All right. Now, I want to give you some of the laws. First law. You must plant the first law that you must understand. The law of sowing and reaping. First one. You must plant something. You know something? If you want money, try and plant seeds of money. Your tithes that you pay, the tithes you pay are seeds that you are planting. You know, the truth is that if you want love, there's something that you have to do. Do you know that? If you want a loving relationship, one of the keys of a loving relationship is communication. You gotta talk. You don't like it. I'm telling you, I can talk about so many things as I'm preaching. If you sow into that, you have to talk. You have to talk to your wife. You have to talk to your husband. You have to chat. Talk. Hello. Hello. Hi, how are you? Yeah, so there are seats. Yes. You can't be quiet. You're just there. You don't talk. That's all. It must be some time apportioned for talking. Yes. Parents, sow seeds. It's not just buying toys for the children. You must sow seeds of words in the life of the children. You talk. You talk. There are seeds. There are seeds. Plant something. There must be seeds. So that is love. But I'm talking about money. I'm talking about money, your seed of money. So, this is just one outside money. But I'm now saying money is a seed and you must plant something. By all means, plant something. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat. Except a corn of money. By the way, we don't have a corn of money, but a corn of wheat. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abideth alone. Except the corn falls to the ground and dies, except you make it come out of your hand and drops on the floor for it to die, It abides alone. Your corn is a loner. It cannot increase. It will be in your life, your account with you. It has no property of increment. There's nothing in it that will cause it to increase.
To say a bro no the wound some no crow and found for subian bro no mum no child or the form no oh wuna or swaba.
But the Bible says that but if it dies, then it bringeth forth much fruit. Say much fruit. That is what everybody wants. Much. Much. Say much. Say much.
Much.
Yes. Everybody wants the much. But the Bible gives us a condition for the much. Except your corn. Except your offering. Except your tithes. If you don't pay tithes, your money is with you. You come to church, you see others pay, and you are sitting down, you are excluding yourself. What you don't know is that you have also excluded yourself from the blessings of much. People who have understood this principle, they activate those laws. They just activate them in their lives. Just activate them. They will have. Yeah. People who understand it, their lives are different.
Yes.
Yes. That's what the Bible says. So accept, you allow the corn to leave your hand. Let the corn go. Let the corn fall down. What is the use of the corn falling to the ground? It must fall into the ground. It must fall into the ground. May your corn fall into the ground. Your tithe must come into the church. Amen. Your tithe must come into the church. Amen. It's the truth. Otherwise, the Bible says that it abideth alone. Much fruit will never come into your life if you don't allow the corn, your tithe, 10%. To come. You know, some people sow. This man, the other man, they don't. Listen, it's not a matter of God understands. So I want you to understand that there are principles, there are laws. Are you telling me that God understands that we you know, whatever there is, so like, we shouldn't have night again because when night comes, you are afraid.
No.
So I want you to know there's the same thing. So that's what tithe, if you are just there. You don't need to pray about certain things. There are certain things you don't pray about them. Let's say, Bishop Oedipo, I heard him say, he said that God says that his prosperity plan has nothing to do with prayer. I'm telling you, this is what he says. So the man who is blessed, he has a private jet, his church has a 50,000 seater church capacity. And it's about, they have cut the sword to build 100,000 seater church. The money is already ready. It's already what? Ready. And he's telling you how prosperity comes. He says that God says that it's not a matter of prayer and what. If you fulfill your part, I'll fulfill my part.
Hey!
Fulfill your part. That's all. Tell somebody you fulfill your part. Yes. That's how it works. What's the law? It's a law. Hosea chapter 8, verse 7. The Bible says that for he hath sown the wind. They sow the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. For they have sown the wind. I just realized that the wind is also a type of seed. And it has a return. That the reward of sowing the wind is that it is coming to remove your roof. Whirlwind is coming. A storm is coming to you. A storm. Is it not dangerous? A whirlwind is coming because you just allowed a wind to be sold. So that what is coming is a whirlwind. Your roof will be removed. You yourself, you are at the risk of being lifted up and brought to the ground. It's a very dangerous thing. So don't sow the wind. Tell your neighbor, don't sow the wind. Tell your neighbor, this year we are activating the laws of sowing and reaping. Very dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing. By all means, you must sow something. by all means, you must sow something. Plant! You must plant something. That's the first law. You must plant something. You have sown the wind, you reap the whirlwind. It said that it had no stock. It's bad. It's had no stock, then its bad shall yield no meal. And if so be it yield, strangers shall swallow it up. I don't understand it. But it's not good. It's not good. Strangers will not swallow you up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say, strangers will not swallow me up in the name of Jesus. Say, strangers will not swallow me. They will not swallow me up in the name of Jesus. Yes. In your office, you will not be there for a stranger to come and take your position in the name of Jesus. Say a proper amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sow proper seeds. That's what the Bible says. So something must be sown, not the wind. And that's why Isaac sowed in the famine. The Bible says there was famine in the land. And he sowed seeds in that land. That's the year that had a famine. He decided to sow a seed in that land when there was famine in the land. Because he understood this principle. He did not allow himself to say, you know there is famine. I have children. We must cook for them. The corn that we have, let's cook for them so that they don't die. No. He had to now decide that, look, I'm going to sow the seeds. And the Bible says that, and he sowed in that land. And in that same year, he reaped. He harvested. Reaping is harvested 100-fold. Then, look at the sequence. Then the Lord blessed him. The Lord will not even bless you if you don't sow. Hello.
I'm even sure I'll say India.
Makatarabasa. Receive your blessings as you sow. Look at the sequence. Our explanations, the explanations that we have been looking for, it's right there in the Bible. There was famine, the verse 1 talks about the famine. Then in the verse 12, the Bible says that, you see, he wanted to go to America. Then America was Egypt, so he wanted to travel. Then the Lord says, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in that same land. I'll be with you. I'll bless you. So there. And when the Lord said, stay, you see, he understood that his staying meant that he must stay and then sow seeds. And then the Bible says that, and he sowed his seeds in that same land. He sowed seeds. 3 kings right there in the verse 12. Isaac sowed in that land. One. Number two. And received that same year, what? 100-fold. He received 100. And the third one is what? And the Lord bless him. 3 blessings.
How?
Let us understand God and his word. Blessings follow when you sow seeds. The blessing, the harvest, and then the Lord adds supernatural increase to the harvest that has come already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you are going to sow something from today? You are going to pay your tithes. All of you children, you spend money. If you are here, I'll say it again and again. If you are a Christian, Christians don't bet. Tell your neighbor, Christians don't bet.
Christians don't bet.
Your life is not a try your luck. Your life is not a life of luck. Try and error. A trial and error life. Your life is not a trial and error life. Eh? You don't bet. If you have the bet, any betting app on your phone, no, you have a demon sitting on your phone. Delete it now. I'm not joking. You have a problem. You have a big problem in your life. That app is a problem.
Yeah.
It is like, you see, if you have that app in your life, you know what I've remembered? As a Christian brother, they told me in the university, who had compassion. His compassion was more than what God had prescribed for him. And then he had a room. And then he met a sister who was crying. I don't have anywhere to sleep. Oh. Then the brother said, oh, I have a room alone. Oh. And the lady said, oh, is that so? Oh, okay. So I can come, And she arrived. But you see, what kind of problem is this? No, ask your neighbor, what kind of problem is this? What kind of problem is this? Ask your neighbor, what you now? You now, what do you think? What kind of problem is this? I mean, you have had the sense to pass exams to go to the university. You don't have the sense to decipher what is going to come out of this. Ah, please.
No.
Ah. Crap. You are going to speak in tongues in the room. Take care. Even if you close your eyes, when she's gone to bath and come, when you even close your eyes, the imagination that somebody is changing in front of you in the room, even that one alone, it will not make you sleep. You can't sleep. I mean, the thoughts of the fact that as you are lying down, a naked body is changing, although you have closed your eyes. It will not go well. And it didn't go well. And then the guy wanted to say, now I think that when he realized what had happened, he said, no, he's a Christian. So he decided to sack the guy. The guy said, hey, I'm going to all your Christian leaders. I'm going to tell them. The girl started blackmailing the guy. Hey! It's not a joke. What I'm talking about. So I'm saying that the problem you have is that app on your phone. It's like that girl in the room of this Christian brother. So you better delete it. I'm not joking. You be there. You keep it. Uninstall. Delete. Amen.
Amen.
Why do you want to sow? Why do you want to use your money to bet? When God says that, bring all the tithe into my storehouse, that they may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there may not be room enough to contain them. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. When God says, for sure, bring all the tithe into my storehouse. Bring it. That there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, herewith, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there may not be room enough to contain them. Don't you like it? The secret for you is tithing. Instead of betting, you have to replace it with tithing.
Amen.
Tithing. Tithing. Yes, tithing. That's it. It's a good game to play. The game of tithing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, I want you to understand, be spiritual and understand the fact that the seed, always remember, a spiritual person always remembers that the harvest. So, when you remember the harvest, then whatever you are planting, you will be very much aware of it. So you'll be careful. What are you planting? What are you doing? What seeds are you sowing? You'll be very careful. Now, quickly, I want us to finish in the next few minutes. I'll read a lot of them for you. You must plant in good ground. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 4, it says that, but many parables, he spake a lot of parables unto them, saying, a sower went out to sow. I mean, he was talking to them. And he said, well, so I went out to sow. But verse 8, so that we quickly go through, he says that, but other fell into good ground. The seed must fall on a good ground. And then it brings forth fruits. Some 100-fold, others 60-fold, and others 30-fold. So if your seeds don't fall on a good ground, and the church is a good ground, that is why we say pay tithe. So it is an opportunity for you to sow your seed so that you will receive a harvest. Why should you take your money to, you know, people go on, look, if you are here and you go on, you are into idolatry. No, it's a serious thing. It's one of the sins God hates. I'm really urging you to desist. Come out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It is not a good ground. It's not a good ground. It is an evil ground. Listen to me. It is an evil ground. Yes. Christians double in it. Christians. They tell me it goes like a bit, or they try. Let's try. Look, don't go anywhere close to these things at all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Young boys, hey, sit up, sit up. All of you, look at me. I'm talking to all of you. Listen to me. Look up, look up, look up. Tell your neighbor, look up, look up, look at him. Look, I have been in this office. I think I was with Reverend Atu. Somebody came with that guy. I haven't forgotten. 19-year-old boy. And he says that he has gone for a god from the north. And the name of the god is Nana Yakubu.
19-year-old.
And the thing is in his room. So I asked him, what do you do with it? He says, oh, he makes sacrifices. They said that he has to make sacrifices to Nana Yakubu. So apparently he was doing consultations. People come to him. Small boys that you see, young people, they do that. They go to. So I'm sure that he advertised and convinced his friends that he's a magician. And so they were also going to him, consulting. And he was taking monies from them. And he told me that the money, so I said, what do you do with the money? He said, the money. Were you there? Oh, I was reverend to them. Right here. He says that the money, he has to buy chickens and sacrifice the chickens to Nana Yakubu. So I asked him what does he get? Then he said that he has realized that he doesn't get anything. I'm not joking, though. So what he does is that he now steals the fowl. So when they give him money, he can keep the money. So he steals the chickens of the neighbors. He has been stealing the chickens. That's what he has been using for the sacrifice. Look, shake your right leg and say, mercy, mercy.
Mercy, mercy.
Hey! It's not a joke. No, it's not a joke. With certain things. Don't dabble in these things. Come out. It's not a good ground. It's not a good place. May your monies not be found in such a place. It will be a link to you. It will come to you. It's a link. It's coming to you. You have contracted them in a way to come into your things, come into your life. Don't go there. The church is a good ground. If God cannot give you, it means that you don't need it and you must not have it. Whatever God, if God cannot, why do you think if God cannot, there's nothing he cannot do in the first place. But if he cannot do it, then who can give you? If the devil gives you something, then you should know that it is something wrong. The devil is not an option. The church is your only option. Say, the church is my option.
Church is my option.
Church is my option. I have no way out. This is the church. I sow in the church. Your tithe in the church. Your sowings and your seeds in the church. Period. A Christian. Where's your tithe? One day I had a member. You see, these things are real. She was like 17 or 18 years old. And she lost her phone. She was a nursing student. And she lost her phone. And just a common mobile phone. Samsung, these Samsung phone. It's not so expensive. Yeah, too. And she went to see a type of Nana Yakubu.
No.
And do you know what? When she went, do you know what? She told me. Why do you do this? I mean, she was a student that I had witnessed to her. She came to church. So the man said that he's very sharp. When you come, the result is that people die. Oh yeah. And they know him in the town. So it's not anything that you should kill anybody, the mobile phone. So he's going to ask his linguist to just accompany her to the school. When they see the linguist, they'll bring the phone. Hey! Did you understand what I'm saying? So people are so afraid of him that, and they know the language. So once they see him, that this is actually where the girl has gone. Can you imagine? Why do you even present yourself to such a place? Why? Are you not afraid of yourself? This thing, the day it will come to you, it will hold. One will hold your waist. One will hold your neck. One will hold your leg. And they will all be pulling a part of you. You will see what will happen to you. Somebody is dying. So, Mrs. Sue, you know, they are all the demons that are holding parts of those places. Part of school, it's just, they just want your waist. This one just wants your neck. This other one wants your leg. That's it.
Let's finish it.
Say a good ground. The church is a good ground. You are going to reap a hundredfold. This year, some people are going to reap a hundredfold. Some people are going to reap a 60-fold. Some people are going to reap a 30-fold.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's amazing. Last week, I got a message from somebody. It's actually, it's wild. I mean, some of them, you see, the testimonies, I don't know. Some of them are wild, though. Right here in the church. People are receiving. Last 2 weeks, too. Wild. So I said, God opens a big door. A door you can only imagine. Only imaginations you can only imagine. Big. Something you don't even deserve. It's like it has come to you.
Huh?
On the 10th of January this year, I received a call. The call. I will not tell you what was in the call. But I said, hey. It was like, is it happening? So I called back the person and said, are you joking? Have you called somebody to say, what you told me, are you joking or what? Yes. Makatarana sutaha. Yeah. Called me. I was sitting down in the morning. Called me about something for me. For me. It's not for you. It's for me. I said, I was so sure that I call back. I said, are you joking or something? I said, no, I'm not joking. You receive a call, you will think it's a joke.
Yeah.
You think it's a joke. You would think it is a joke. I said, you would think it is a joke. Yes. I said, it was a joke. I said, how? And apart my name, it's TB Monoma. What should them call you Zabe? What are you trying to say? Are you serious? Hey! Oh, no, I had a cup of tea. I was just sitting somewhere and receiving revelations.
And
a call came. Hey! I said, no, you are not serious, are you? I said, no, I'm serious. I'm serious. See, there's a call. So that's why there's a song via SSS. Misumi Dayo said, I don't know how to sing it, but I've heard a song where I guess I told them, I was listening with somebody, I said, please hit me. I don't know whether it's happening or not. Please wake me. It's a song like that. I said, I told the guy that was with me, I said, hit me. Make me wake up. Is it real? Makatara Baya Sata. Hit me, wake me up. Is it happening? Is it real?
Say Diana, Miss Wa, Obiyan,
Miss
Say Diana, Obiyan, I am
hey! That will be your story! No, you see, if I tell this song, I don't know who's. I've not. All I know is that I've heard of a person, Obiyan, I said, so I just. So after speaking back and forth, I told them, so I said, please hit me. I told him, so please wake me up. Is it really?
Into he was surprised. Pakatanu was attire. A hundredfold.
Amen.
I said a hundredfold.
Amen.
A 60-fold.
Amen.
A 30-fold.
Amen.
Yes. So happen.
Amen. It's real. It is real. Yeah. I said it is real. Obinani me box somebody and said, Chale, wake me up. Wake me up. Is it happening? Is it real? Wake me up. Ataraba satarababa. Katalaba sata. Wake me up.
Wake me up. Obinani me.
Obinani me. Brother, come and wake me up. Wake me up. Is it? Please. Payaraba sata. Wake me up. It's not a joke.
Oh my God.
Good ground.
Asasipa.
Then, and it brought forth fruit.
So am I.
Now the description of the fruit, 100%. So I want you to know that there's a place where it is 100%, not 99. There's a place for 100. Say 100%. 100% answered prayer. 100% answers to prayers. 100. 100. 60. There's a place. You're going to have 60% increase.
Amen.
There's a place you're going to have 30%. But by all means, you will have increase.
Amen.
Hey. You will say, when you remember, you say, Obinyani mio. I don't know how to say
it. So, Obinyani mio, what's it?
You will sing this song.
Sayadaya, Obinyani mio, Iwunyami mio.
Hey!
I am a sad, I am so.
You know, some of you, you are not animated.
Hey!
You see, when something good is happening, you don't animate yourself. Sing your song.
Obinyani mio. Sayedaya na miswa. Obinyani mio ati. Sayedaya. Obinyani mio. Mihuni aminyo.
That's somebody. Mihuni aminyo. You have to do this. Mihuni aminyo. That will be your story.
Mihuni aminyo. I am a
sinner, and I am so. Katara basata. It will be a story. I don't believe it. See, people are sitting there. They are in church. They can't believe the messages. Preach, don't listen. You have become selective. You select what you think is right. I am happy I'm preaching to you the Bible. I'm happy I'm reading scriptures to you, not philosophical statements. Scriptures. It brought forth fruit. Hundredfold. 60-fold. 30-fold. Who is God talking about? You. Your life should not be an arid, moisture free life. Your life is as dry as the dust. As dry as dust. You write it. It's an expression. As dry as dust. In Subianim. No moisture. There's no moisture. As dry as dust. Colorless. No fruits. You are bearing fruits. As you sow your and plant tight. I'm telling you. God will do it. It's God. There are a lot of things. There's only God. You will sing, Obinyani mio. Yeah, you will see. When others are singing this song, don't be jealous. Only ask yourself, have you planted your tithes? Have you activated that law? Ask yourself. Don't be jealous. Tell your neighbor, don't be jealous of your neighbor's blessing. Don't be jealous. When you see that somebody is blessed, now you say, oh, it's cocaine, it's cocaine. No, it's not everything that is cocaine. Please stop it. It's not every money that is sakawa. Please tell your neighbor, stop it, stop it. Are you jealous? Are you jealous? Are you jealous? Why? You're jealous. You're jealous. That's why you are behaving like that. It's not every money that people are blessed with that is cocaine or whatever. No. A lot of people are genuinely blessed. You will be genuinely blessed this year.
Amen.
Shout a louder amen. Genuine blessings. Makataraba. Genuine blessings are coming to you. Genuine blessings. Genuine. Genuine. Listen. You You know, I said some few things, but I want you to know, God likes man. God likes us, Paul. And God wants our joy to be full. God wants to see that you are jubilating and you are happy. So decide to plant the right seeds, to activate the right law, so that you will have the right harvest.
Yes. Yes.
Obinya ni mi o. 100%. You don't know. You see, when you don't know what to do, you don't know whether you should dance, whether you should jump, whether you should shout. I don't know. Whether you should do arm pressing. I don't know. I don't know what to do. God, what should I do? Should I jump? Should I scream? That's why. When we were in the university, some people were in the floor. Hey, you know, I'd not heard it before. At dawn, around 3 a.m., I said, everybody is sleeping. Sometimes during exam time. Not on the floor, our rooms. Then you hear somebody, person me team. And it is loud. The person me team. Now when they shout, 3 a.m., 2 a.m., then they will run. You see, and when they are running on the floor, they have to do it such that to make noise. Noise. I'm sure sometimes they catch a revelation as they are studying. They don't know what to do. Then they scream, hey! That will be your story. Happen. Good ground. That's why you have to sow in a good ground.
So try to do as a
good ground. Good ground. Good ground. The church is a good ground. I don't want to go into church and the servants of God, the two. Good ground. Church there. Good ground. The church, the servants of God. Good ground. Tight. Pay your tithes. Do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next one, quickly. The next one. I will just read these ones. You must plant large amounts of seeds. Stop sowing meager seeds. Stop. Decide to always improve on the seeds you give. You see, the Lord must speak to you about sowing larger amounts. If the Lord is not speaking to you about it, there's something wrong. The Spirit will speak to you about sowing larger amounts. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. The one that invests little will reap little. And the one that invests much will reap much. Tell somebody, invest little and reap little. Invest much, you reap much. There is no secret about it. Tell her well. You invest little, you reap. Tell her so that, say it out that it will enter you yourself. Say it as though you are saying it to yourself. If you invest little, you will reap little. If you invest much, you will reap much. That's all. It's a simple analogy to understand.
Yes.
Those who invest little reap little. Those that invest much, they reap much. If you invest a lot into all the areas, if you invest a lot of your time into fruitful things, you will reap it. Sow yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Is that not what the Bible says? Hosea chapter 10. Hosea 10:12. Sow yourselves in righteousness. The level and the extent of your righteousness shows the level and the extent of your blessings. That's all. That is why we read about Joseph. As for Joseph's temptation, it shouldn't come to the world today. Because a lot of people will not pass. Show yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. The extent of your seed, it shows the extent of your blessings. But do you know that there is called the sure mercies of David? We have what called the mercies of David. It's the mercy that was not extended to Saul. The type of mercy was extended to David, but Saul didn't get it when he made a mistake. David made a mistake, but he got mercies. But Katarana, this is just for another day. Mataruana zi Katara. The mercies of David. It's in the Bible. The sure mercies of David. There's something called the sure mercies of David. But it never was extended to Saul when he made a mistake. But when David made a mistake, he got mercy. Yes. Let's not go there. Let's continue. So sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. Hallelujah. The reason is simple. A lot of the seeds, they will be lost in the way as they are going along. They will not be found where they are supposed to be found. In the process of sowing the seed, some of them will be lost. So sow a lot so that you will reap. Some of them will be planted on good grounds. That's the whole thing. So sow a lot, because some of the seeds along the way will be lost. Along, not all, some. So if you don't sow a lot and you sow only one, and along the way your one got lost, you are finished.
So try the Indian baby.
You have five different topics, and you decided to just master two. Now, if you go and then only the two that you mastered, none of them came, and then the other three came in, you are done. You are finished. You are finished. Right there in the exam room, you have to realize that you are finished.
Oh, so shame. The man and go the ocean. I wear your wagon, the ocean. The second as the BN ocean one bar.
Your two was lost along the way.
The BN ocean obey you.
You are finished. Hey! How many of you have met something like this before? It has happened to you before. Oh, I'm sure it's the grace of God that has found you here. Hallelujah. The next point. We have two more. The next point is that some of your seeds will be lost. All right. The Bible says that some fell by the wayside and some fell on stony grounds. The song she sang, some will fall by the wayside and some fell on stony grounds. So some of them will be lost. Wayside will not be a good ground. Stony ground will not be a good ground, because when it grows, it will not have a lot of depth. And then the sun will scorch it, and it will, as it scorches it, it will just destroy that seed, and it will not grow. So some of the seeds will be lost. That's why you must plant a lot. Tell somebody, plant a lot. Pay your tithe all the time. You should be able to say, I paid tithe for 25 years. Maybe God is waiting for the 25th year to all the blessings they are accruing unto you. It is called, in accounts we have something called accrual. They are accruing to you, but you don't know that God is waiting for it to hit a certain amount. Then He will give you all. Receive all. Accruing to you, it's for you, it is yours, it is in your name, it will come. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't default. Try not to default. Don't let circumstances make you default. Sow your tithes, so then you will activate that law. All right, because of this, then the last one, and these things farmers know it, they know it. And so whatever they are harvesting, they know that some of the seeds they planted, well, they got lost, or they were lost. They know it. So they sow a lot so that at least some of them will yield some returns, and they will still make money, and they will still have some produce. You get it? Last point. Some of your seeds will never develop. Some of your seeds. Matthew chapter 13 verse 7 says that, and some fell among thorns.
And the
thorns, they sprang up and they choked the seed.
So,
these are the five laws I want you to have today. Because some of your seeds will be destroyed. Yes, they will not develop. But then when you sow a lot, you're going to reap. Yes, I will urge you. You are hearing a good message. About money.
Fiscal.
We are not telling you that bring, you see, if I tell you that bring 50 cities, and when you spend it, that money, when you spend it, it won't get finished. I don't know how to explain it, but for me, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't. God will always use a means to bless you. Yeah. Thought. That's why it says that. That's what the Bible said. That in all labor, there is profit. The profits come from the labor, not from being lazy. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. In all labor, as you labor and you till the ground and you plant your seed, then you will have profits. Then you will have profit. Not when you are lazying about and having wishful thoughts. You can't profit. You will not have profit.
May the
Lord bless you. Clap your hands, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Oh, stand to your feet. We can talk about this the whole day. Yeah. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your name.
Jesus.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus. I